015 Tuesday night. What's today? Tuesday night? Simen Ches Siftes Vov in Mufla Taliso Shalob Miskaven. In other words, in your Dalid, we had that if when you take off your talis, you have in mind that you're about to put it back on, so that's okay. It's not a hefsik, and you don't have to make a bracha. But what happens if it falls off, and you didn't have in mind, it fell off? If you put it back on, so you have to make a new bracha, because your talis came off, and that's it. Now, okay, we'll see. Let's just finish up. For Hushanof Lakula, the Mechaber says it's only if it completely fell off. Avalimlo Nof Lakula, Avalbishanof Laruba, Enotzorach Lavarech. The Mishnah Brewer brings down the Achrayim and say, not like that, but the rationale of the Mechaber Paschus is that, you know, most of it fell off. So normally say, okay, Ruba Kakula. So that's what you'd say, but so the Mechaber holds not. He holds that even if only Mitzoso has the talus on him, so he's still involved in the mitzvah. He's still getting the mitzvah, perhaps. He's still lovish somewhat in the talus, so the mitzvah has not left. So therefore, you would not have to make a bracha. Now, really, based on, there's a few eitzes here. For example, if you feel your talus is falling off, so you could always have in mind, in other words, just like we had in Sifu Dalit, that if you have in mind to take it off and put it back on, so that's okay. So what you could do is if you feel it falling off, you could have in mind that you're going to put it back on after it falls off, and then you put yourself into Sifu Dalit territory, because you have in mind that you're going to put it back off. So that's one eitzah to avoid this problem. Another eitzah would be what we had in the Bir Halacha yesterday, that if when you put on the talis, that if this happens to you commonly, you could have in mind when you make the bracha on the talis originally that it'll fall off and you're going to put it back on. And then again, you don't have to make a new bracha. You don't have to. You're putting on the talis. We're talking about the talis gadol. You're putting on the talis gadol, and you have in mind that if it falls off by davening, you're going to put it back on.
Why isn't there an
element? Shas to bracha.
When you're putting it on, you want it to stay on until you're ready to take it off. Why isn't that enough to prevent?
No. An umduna that what?
That when you make the bracha when you're putting it on, you want it to. Right.
You want it to be on.
You want it to be on, and if it falls off, you're going to put it back on.
That's a very, very good question. The question is even stronger, because there's a halach in Hilchos Tefillin, that if your tefillin moves out of place during davening, you do not have to make a new bracha, we paskin, when you put it back into place, because since you wear your tefillin by davening, so there's an ongoing das, such as Aryeh just described, that it's as if you have in mind explicitly that you're taking it off, you're putting it back on. So here, there's really a kasha on the Mechaber, and the Mishabur doesn't answer the question, doesn't even ask the question. And it's the Acharonim's question about, you could either say it the way Aryeh did it, that it's an umdun b'shas the bracha, or you could say it, there's an umdun b'shas when it falls off, that he wants to put it back on. And therefore, it's like Sif Yudalit again. Most Acharonim, from Zalman and others, say Enechanami. That if we're talking about a talis gadol that's only worn by davening, so then in a chanami, we do not do like the mechaber, and you should not make a bracha when it falls off. Now again, you're walking in the street to a kiddush, and your talis falls off, then you have to make a bracha if you want to then put it back on again, if you're in the street. But by davening, you have the umdana, just like in Hilchos Tefillin, we find it, and the achrayim say in a chanami.
The difference being that because by davening you assume you're going to keep it on the whole time.
There's the umdana. The umdana that you want the talis on by davening. Now, there's no umdana that you have in mind that it's going to fall off and you're going to put it back on. You could just as easily keep it off. Here there's an umdana that you want it on by davening. Again, you could always have in mind as you feel it slipping off, you're going to put it back on. You could always have in mind b'shas the bracha that if it comes off, you're going to put it back on. And hey, you could always make another bracha. It's not a bracha shen tzvicha. It fell off. You want to put your talus back on. It's perfectly legitimate to make a bracha. It's not at all a bracha shen tzvicha. Okay, let's lean to Mishnah Brura. Im nafla talis o shaloba miskavein sifkotin lamites. Avila l'may de paskin and de beheser talis o aldas lachziro ein tzorich lebarech. That's if you dalit. B'zegara yosef. This is worse. The hanafla below das for azda lo mitzvasa. Afilu nisher lo talis kotin lo mahani. That would not help at all. Tzorech levarech, afilu imlo shomiyad. The matter. If nafl men of ends of tefilas yudches, vechziru acherim olav, and people put it back on him. Very nice. Kshe yisayim tefilas yudches, yimash meshbitzitzes v'yavarech. So again, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah explicitly says you have to make a bracha, but lemaisa, 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 don't make a bracha. Use the svara of some achronim. It's logical. Or Shlomo Zalman says it beferish. You should not make a bracha.
Have a
okay, fine. That's not within the scope of this shiur. Rav Shmuel, I don't mean the Chas V'Shalom, but that's not, you know, we had to learn the Mishnah Berurah. Avol bishanof laruba. So Hataz Leo Rabba Chokin al seh. The Gama Gromit Sadi the Divri Hataz, that like you say, Ruba Kakula. Uchuyam umnofel mi al kol aguf. Even if, like, you know, he grabs him and he's holding in his hand, Tzarech Levarech, Tazdalom Mitzvah, so that, Teikr Mitzvah Itav Ubuguf. Okay. Period. And Berech Alatala Zanofel Miyodo Kojan Shinasateh Bo, Vihigbiho Ulavosho, Ain't Tzarech Levarech Shainis, because the Bracha wasn't Chal yet on anything, and he was not Mesiach Das. Like, let's say in Huchas Brachas, you make a Bracha, and then a cup of wine spills out. So you have to make a new bracha when they bring other wine because it's other wine. But here it's that talis. So the bracha wasn't chal yet. You weren't mesiach das, so you don't have to make a new bracha. Vafilu nitzlu osi tziyosov. Vahiloi tzitzas mezumonim v'sikna miyad. Ein tzorech levarech shniyah. There's no hesach adas. Kim shadayin lo yosem mitzvoso lo yisiyach daitoi. Kumay betfilu nakam ha-mesim ha-chaf hesef yudbeis. Ein shom betaz. Okay. Now we have an interesting... That will have an hilchos brachos. That b'diavad, not lechatchila, but b'diavad. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, even if your intention is bracha A, and you finish it as bracha B, it's good. It's valid. B'diavad. Okay, so that's that. So we said the one, you can have an eight of Shasta Bracha, you can have, when you, I always say when you feel it slipping off, then I guess, okay. Tev Zion, halon betaliso belaylo. If you sleep, let's say you sleep with your tzitzis, with your talus cotton even. Tzorech levarech ala beboker, the Mechaber says, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura, that it's not like that, but the Mechaber says you make a bracha because the Mechaber assumes there's no mitzvah at night, and therefore there's a big hefzik, so you have to make a bracha b'boker. Afim lo pshato, even though you were wearing it, but there was no kiyum ha-mitzvah at night. The tov l'mashmesh bo b'shas bracha, because you're not doing an action of putting it on, so you should be l'mashmesh b'tzitzis. Kenyasa mishalovish talisa kodim shayor hayom. That you should be mamash mesh betzitzes when you make the bracha. That's the equivalent of the las yosin, as we have a few times already.
What does that mean practically?
Mamash mesh betzitzes. Sifkat and mambeis. Sorek levarech. The kaimel and lila loves man tzitzes uvavi hefsek. V'yesh cholkem azeh. Even the ksus yom chayev af belayla das mikdus apoyskim. Right, there's a basic machlokes because I think it's well known whether the p'tur of tzitzis at night is anything you wear at night or ksus layla, like pajamas, for example. But a ksus yom would be mechuyev belayla, and conversely, a ksus layla would be poter biyom, according to that shita. It's a machlokes we've shown him really. So there are shitas that a ksus yom is chayev belayla. So he is doing the mitzvah according to those shitas when he's wearing his talus cotton the whole night. The sovik brachos lahakel. So therefore, you should not make a bracha in the morning when you're wearing, if you wear your tzitzis at night. The tzitzis, talus cotton, when I say tzitzis, talus cotton, our talus cotton is certainly considered a ksus yom, and therefore it's very shayach, you're doing the mitzvah the whole night when you're wearing it, and therefore you would not make a bracha in the morning because the mitzvah never left you. Why would you make a bracha? You're doing the mitzvah the whole time. Why? Because most shitas, really, or normative halacha, really, is that night is not zman tzitzis, period. Even for ksus yom. But it's enough to create sofik brachas lahakil, so the eitzah is to pater it with talos gadol, which many of us do in any event, always patering, I mean, many times, every day we part of the talus cotton bracha with the talus gadol. I was thinking of an example. Remember yesterday, trying to think of an example where you're doing the mitzvah and you're holding off with the bracha till you're doing it in the prime way. I thought of it today. Sukkah, it says. You're sitting in a sukkah, even if you would make a bracha anyway, because you're doing like the grah, but hold off with the bracha. If you're going to eat the meal, like in a half hour, in an hour, hold off with the leisha of the sukkah and make the bracha like in a prime yeshiva. So there's another example where you're actually holding off with the brichas hamitzvahs till you can do it in a prime way. So that's that. Okay. B'chol zeh kol zman shelo pshato. Right, if you didn't take it off, avalim pshato al da shelo lelov shel takeif. Tzorich levorich acha kach shalom shuluchul yalma. Mikomukom lechatchila enochum lasus eitzu zu kadeshi yischayev verbrocha luchul yalma mishim brocha shein atzrich ledaas hapotrim. This is really very shvera Mishnah Brura. I mentioned yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago, and you have it a few times throughout Mishnah Brura, throughout our Chayim, that if you have a case of Sufik brochas, and you maneuver to create a situation where you have to make the bracha, that is rather not called bracha shein atzricha. And there's a few examples of it. It would be too complex to go through the examples. I mentioned it yesterday also. So here the Mishnah Berurah L'Chaira says not like that. Here he says that you slept in your talus cotton the whole night. You don't make a bracha in the morning. But it's only Sufik brachas, because many shitas, perhaps even most shitas, hold you up potter belaila, so you do have to make a bracha biyom. So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't take off your tzitzis and just be mesiach das, and then you'll make a bracha when you put them back on. That would be a bracha shenetzicha ladas hapotrim. But really, there's many cases where it's a perfectly legitimate thing to do, and it's not called bracha shein atzricha. So it's a little shver. So I don't know. I looked at the achrayim. You know, like real the late achrayim. You got to find someone talking about the Mishnah Berurah. But I found there's a sefer siach halacha. It's only on 30, 40, 50, 60 simonim. He really is mafalpal quite a bit on Mishnah Berurah. So he has a huge arichus. And it's not redundant. He has a huge arichos, and just back and forth. I didn't see a teretz. La halacha followed the Mishnah Berurah. But you know what is interesting? The Mishnah Berurah is okay. Mishnah Berurah says a bracha shein atzricha problem. But if not for that problem, he'd be okay with you taking off your tzitzis in order to create a situation where you'd make a bracha. So you see how important the brichas hamitzvah is. It's like funny almost. You're doing the mitzvah haseh. Let's say every second you wear tzitzis, you get a mitzvah. So he's telling you to take it off in order that you should create a situation where you'll be okay making a bracha. That shows you the chashivas. You know, a lot of times we, so don't make a bracha. You know, brachas ain't a ma'akvis. Take it off at night, he suggests. No, he's not suggesting to take it off at night. He suggested to take it off in the morning and be mesiach das. You find throughout halacha a tremendous chashivas is given to, you know, sometimes we're too quick to say, okay, you know, bracha say the ma'akvis. It's very important to make a bracha on a mitzvah. Sherkid the shonu, it's also okay. Hayoshin b'yom shinas atzaraim, if you sleep during the day, umeser me'ol of atalas cotton. Yeish deos bein aposkim and zebachlal hesach hadas. I'm not sure why. I'd say, you know, I mean, I'd say over a half hour. It's hesach hadas. Once it's a shinas kva, I would say, I would put the point at a half hour. Shinas haroi, shinas kva.
How can you say sleeping
and not hesach? If it's a nap.
Sleeping.
You don't have, Hesach Hadas doesn't have to mean that you consciously are always thinking about it. Hesach Hadas, you're not consciously thinking. Most of the time when we talk about Hesach Hadas, you're not consciously thinking about it. It's like if it's totally removed from your mind or not. Not a nap, not dozing, not a nap. I would put Taka the Shir at a half hour. Very interesting. If you don't feel like wearing it because it's itchy and you know it's hot, so put it on top of you, because there is a sheet. And this is only an eight. I mean, he says al koponim because it's only one sheet that I will have later, as we learn hilchos tzitzis, that you are mechuyev in tzitzis even if with what's called ha'aloa. If you're not wearing the tzitzis, it's just warming you, it's on top of you, warming you, but you're not actually wearing it. So he says, okay, so, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah's Eitz is only an Eitz according to those. Ukshalov shalachar kach ain't tzorich bracha l'chuli alma, because you've been doing the mitzvah the whole time. But it's only according to those shitas that ha'aloa is mechuyev and tzitzis. I don't know why he says l'chuli alma. Ain't tzorich bracha l'chuli alma, because it's at least suffic brachas. There's nothing wrong with wearing your tzitzis. You're talking about a four-cornered blanket. That's the shaylok. If it's halal, that's that shaylok. We'll learn later about if halal is mechuyev and tzitzis or not.
Is wearing your tzitzis over your shirt a question of halal, or that's
no? That's you're wearing it. You're still wearing it. Here you're talking about just a, yeah.
Like basketball.
There's nothing. There's nothing wrong with taking off your tzitzis if it's going to get all sweaty and dirty. You know what I mean? Be nothing wrong. If you're not wearing a four-cornered bag, you're not mevatel an asay. But you're supposed to wear tzitzis and be mekayim the asay. Be idon rischa, there's an onesh. I assume if you have a decent reason for not wearing it, it's okay. I would assume. The biggest problem of taking it off to play basketball is the bracha. But afterwards, that's the problem. Yeah, that's all I'll say. If you have a good reason to take it off, so you won't have that be'idon rischa business. V'chein yasam yishalovish talisa kodim shiur ayom ayim b'tash kodim d'ayu d'chein ayin meduktuk d'bezet tzorich medina l'mashmish b'bokak shemavarech avatalos. In other words, the Mechaber's case was here is vaday. Here you put it on kodim arayom, and you vaday have to make a bracha. So you have to be mamashmesh b'boker. Yeah, wait, let's figure this out. And in the Mechaber's case, what's the case? In the Mechaber's case, the Mechaber holds you have to make a bracha in the morning. That means the Mechaber holds Laila loves man tzitzis. So why only the tov l'mashmesh bo b'shav's bracha? Okay, let's think. Rabbi say, let's go. Why does the Mechaber only say the Tov Lamash Meshbo? If you didn't have the mitzvah the whole night, so you should have to. You're wearing it. You didn't have the mitzvah the whole night. You don't have to. Why not? You mean you don't have because you don't have to take it off. That's why. You're not mechuyev to take it off, even though kol mitzvah of achalein oiv lasiyoson. But if it's already too late, it's already not oiv lasiyoson. You're wearing it, so there's no chiyuv to take it off in order to make it oiv lasiyoson. So it's only the tov l'mashmesh. Mashenk ain't here. You put it on kodim shayor hayom. Yeah. So what? So what's the difference? Why here meikar hadin? You have to be mashmesh. Also, you're wearing it from the night. I didn't notice it. I never just read night. The Mechaber's case is that, again, the Mechaber holds at night, the mitzvah went away. You have to make a bracha in the morning. So he says, V'tov l'mashmash bo b'shas ha-bracha. There are most cases you put it on when it was at night, and now it became light. So here you have to be mamash mish betzitzis.
That's the difference. Take it off in order to put it back on.
Maybe because here you put it on before the zman, so you shouldn't have. The only thing I can think of. You shouldn't have put it on before the zman, so you did. So you would have to take it off. So you don't have to. You can be mamash mish betzitzis with yavarech, but you have to, or else you have to take it off. That's probably. I'll be my and believe that, but that's probably the shot. Here you put it on too early. So who told you to do that? So really you should have to take it off and then do it correctly. So you don't have to take it off, but you have to be mamash mish betzitzis. In the mechaber's case, you were going about your business. You just never took off your tzitzis. What's wrong? So you're not mechuyev to take it off. So you make the bracha and it won't be over lasi yosun, that's all. So the tov lamash mishoy b'shas bracha. Okay. Niskasa bebege shuchaya b'tzitzit v'lo hitl b'tzitzit b'tzitzit mitzvah sasei. The mitzvah of tzitzit rabosai is a mitzvah to make tzitzit, put tzitzit on the bege. V'osu lahem tzitzit. That's the crux of the mitzvah. V'osu lahem tzitzit. So you either the assay if you wear a beged of arba kanfos and you do not put tzitzis on the beged. That's why we'll be having soon Shabbos. It's a whole issue whether you mevatel the mitzvah if you do this on Shabbos, because you put on a beged and you can't make tzitzis on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. So are you over the assay? So we'll be pastors. You're not. You're showing them. Say you're not over the assay. And there's nothing wrong with putting on the beged, because that's not what the chiyuv is. That's not what the iser is. The chiyuv is the osul lahem tzitzis. Okay, the tzitzis chayv is gavra l'inyan zeh shenizkasa betalus oz chol olav achiyuv. That's what the chiyuv schal when you put on the beged to have tzitzis. Okay, good. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. What? I would recommend putting it on. Why not? According to the Mandel Maksusyov, it's Chayav Belayla, you're getting a mitzvah. Sofik Brachas Rahakal. Since many Shitas hold Belayla, you put it no matter what, you would not make a bracha. Okay. I would recommend. I